This is WSIU In Focus. On July 27th, you may want to add an event to your to-do list. Now, if you miss it, it will happen again, but there's a small catch.
Mars will not be as close to us for approximately another 60,000 years.
That's Bob Baer with the SIU Physics Department, and Bob recently visited the WSIU studios to give us more insight into this special night.
Coming up on Friday, July 27th, is the opposition of Mars. And what that means is Mars, the Earth, and the Sun are going to line up with the Earth in between, of course. And so what we'll see at that time is we'll see Mars getting very bright. And people who have been checking out Mars over the last month or so have already been noticing that. Mars is getting really bright in the sky. It's actually exceeded the brightness of Jupiter by just a little bit. The only thing in the sky that's brighter right now is Venus, and of course the moon and the sun during the day. But during this opposition, it gets really close to us. It gets about 35 million miles away from the Earth due to the planets lining up and the eccentricity of the orbits. It'll actually get a little bit closer than that a few days after the 27th, but the casual observer won't notice. So what this means to us is we can look through telescopes and we can see some detail on Mars. You can see the polar ice caps, the southern polar ice caps right now if you look through a telescope. Nice. And Mars appears much larger than it would any other time of the year. It actually what I mean by that is it's going to appear about as big as Jupiter when Jupiter is at its smallest. Of course, Jupiter goes through orbits just like all the other planets, so its apparent size gets a little bit larger, a little bit smaller at different times of the year.
I live in Murfreesboro, and I've noticed at night and early morning when I've dived down Walnut, I swear Mars is right above Hux in Murfreesboro. Is that what I'm looking at? Mars almost due south, I guess, Bob?
Yes, it is due south. So it rises in the east, just like the sun and all the other planets. So you see it coming up in the east and tilted towards the south, and it goes across the sky and sets over in the west. But it's pretty much in the southern sky all night. It's so bright, people might notice if you take out some binoculars or a small telescope, it's so bright, it's almost too bright to look at. You can't see the detail on it unless you put a little bit of a filter on it or something to cut down that brightness.
And, of course, tell us again, on July 27th, what will the distance be between Mars and our wonderful Earth planet?
So the distance on the 27th is going to be about 35 million miles. That's roughly a third of the distance from here to the sun.
I have to ask, if someone has a really good telescope, could we possibly see some of the rovers, maybe the light shining off of the metal on the rovers? My curiosity just goes crazy.
Well, yeah, we all would love to see things like that, like the flag on the moon and the rover on Mars. But it's just too small for us to see with our scopes from Earth. And what's interesting, what you see now when you look at it as well, and if you try to take a picture, so astronomers and amateur astronomers are trying to take high-resolution pictures of Mars, and right now they're getting a dust storm. So you may have heard about that, and that's interrupting Curiosity, the rover on Mars, a little bit with the work that it's got to do. But that dust storm, it's really interesting. It's being kicked up. The dust is being kicked up a little bit by the energy that Mars is picking up as it gets closer to the sun during this opposition. It's causing turbulence on Mars. So when you look at it through the scope, it almost looks a little bit diffused because you're actually seeing all that dust and the atmospheric disturbances.
If somebody would like to look at Mars with fantastic telescopes and under your expert guidance, tell us about the event coming up, which is a free event.
It is. It's a free event. It's family friendly. It's out at the SIU Farms Astronomy Observation Area, or we sometimes call it the dark site because it's a little darker out there than it is on campus. So that site's just 2 miles west of campus off Chautauqua Road. The road that it's on is called Autumn Point Road. But if you look online on the physics department site, you'll notice that I post the GPS coordinates of the site because it doesn't exactly have an address. It's about a half mile into the middle of a farm field. Not at this site. We have 10 telescope pads where members of the local astronomy club. We have some telescopes from physics as well, so we'll be setting up on those pads. Members of the public, if they have a telescope they want to bring out, they are welcome to bring it. We'll let the public look through our scopes and hope that they enjoy it that night. And I will also say, it's not just Mars up that night. You can see most of the planets that evening. So Jupiter, Saturn, the moon. It will be a full moon that night, which means it'll be pretty bright. But the planets, we can still see great detail even with the full moon.
That's Bob Baer of the SIU Physics Department talking about this Friday's Mars opposition. You can listen to this story again just by going to our website, news.wsiu.org. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.